But joining us now on the Ticket Hotline is our old friend, our favorite octogenarian, Jesse the Usher, who we understand was working the Olympic Games in Paris. Good morning, Jesse.
I was working the Olympic Games. Just got back yesterday morning. That was a long flight.
I bet for somebody your age.
I know. As the oldest surviving Usher from the big one, WWII, they wanted me over there, so they flew me to Paris for the Olympics, and I hadn't been there since I liberated it from the Krauts in August of 44.
Okay, well, that's kind of an old term, but yes, thank you for your service way back then.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I put some Germans in the ground for you there, George. And I walked to all the sites where I personally buried Germans, and a few French that got in my way, too.
You know? They were on our side.
Yeah, well, I killed them with my space karate. That the American military program, MK Ultra, they trained me in space karate and everything.
That was around back
but
then.
Yeah, it was great going around seeing all them sites that I was very active in 44 when I drove them Hitlers back to Berlin. But I got to meet a celebrity. I never heard of him. I guess he was the model for that Charles Schulz character, Snoopy, or something. His name was Snoopy Dogg, and he was a singer of some kind.
Yeah, he's a rapper.
He smokes the strangest tobacco. He rolled me a cigarette, and I smoked that thing, and I not only saw God, but I think I understood Pink Floyd's music for the first time
ever, huh?
Yeah, yeah. And I only really hung around him because he was with one of my favorites, that Martha Stewart.
Oh, Stewart? Uh-huh. Yeah.
Oh, I love her. Oh, boy. She makes my privates moist, I tell you that.
Really? What?
Gosh.
That's the hottest 80-year-old of all time.
Is she 80?
She's up there. Yeah. I don't care how elderly she is. I'd still take a ride on that hobby horse. I mean, now I'm sure you'd have to use a caulking gun of Astroglide on her to get her ready, but it'd be worth it.
Oh my gosh, Jesse.
Plus, she's been to prison. That makes it harder somehow.
she has been to prison. Yeah.
You know, but Lebron had me there. He also wanted me over there to personally keep an eye on the other teams that they were playing.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, so I kept an extra close eye on that German team.
Okay, you don't have to do that anymore.
You can't turn your back on a group of Germans for a second, or they're organizing to a rack and loot your artwork on you. They will. They will. And I tell you, I learned one important lesson from these Olympics. If you want to look gay, you play badminton. That's what you
Jesse.
That's what you picked up from all that over there.
That's what you do. That's right. But I had to get back. I couldn't stay to the end of the Olympics because I had to get back yesterday so I could usher the Ranger game last night.
Wow, you've been busy.
I wanted to usher one more Ranger game before they go out of business.
Well,
they're
out of business.
Well, so I'm sure they'll pull the plug on that franchise.
No, they may not make the playoffs, but they're not going to end the franchise.
Let me ask you, how does Bruce Bode go from winning a World Series to the very next year sucking hind teat like they're doing now?
Well, they've had injuries, and it's just no one's repeated in 20 years, so that's just the way it goes.
I have to tell you, at the game last night I did help one Commander Jaw find his seat.
Yeah, I did see Jesse last night.
You didn't tell us this.
I know, non-disclosure.
And I got to say, George was the most entitled man I've ever met in my life.
George. I was not. Come on.
Craig, first of all, he made me call him Commander Jaw.
Well, I did do that.
But when I showed him his seats, he said, "No, these aren't good enough. Take me to those." And he pointed to the seats right behind home plate. And I said, "Yes, sir, your tickets aren't for there." I showed you correct seats. But But I relented and led him to the seats down behind home plate as he
Well, those are my brother-in-law's seats. Those
but firmly pressed the cold barrel of the pistol into my back, and I went ahead and
George,
I didn't have a pistol.
But then when we got down there, those seats weren't good enough either, and then he points to the Rangers dugout and declares that I'm going to take him there, suffer the penalty of death. So, I mean, you just, nothing was good enough for you.
I don't remember that part. That must have been
somebody
else. And
you were the only one in the ballpark that was shirtless. Why you got to arrive without a shirt?
Well,
George,
we had free beer with our tickets.
And he ate 12 hot dogs during a single at bat.
It has to be a record.
It and might that be. Guy struck out on 3 pitches, so you can see how fast.
It was a good time.
Let me ask you something.
Huh.
Since I saw you at the game, and we're having fun talking right now.
Well, kind of.
Is Kamala black now? Is that what we're supposed to believe?
All right, Jesse, we're going to let you go.
We got to get going.
Okay, I'm losing you now.
We appreciate the time. Take care. There goes Jesse.